just overall thoughts on the game?
Forgot our butts kicked. I think that, number one, they're a really good team. And I think the moment, again, for a young team handling the success of the weekend and then having a short turnaround and coming out, we weren't ready to play. And that's on me. And, you know, I need to do a better job of having these guys, you know, understanding the intensity of you know, this rivalry and how good Harbor was. And, you know, certainly that first 15 minutes and, you know, they score in the opening faceoff and then we fail a clear, they score, we fail another clear, they score. So just how we started the game was, you know, problematic. And then, you know, we got it to 4-2 and, you know, I was hoping that we would calm down and kind of settle into the game. And then Harvard went on a 3-0 run and, you know, credit to them for doing all the things that they did well. But, you know, I thought for the, we've been much better at playing from the first face-off and starting the games well from an execution standpoint. And in this game, we just, from an execution and a readiness and a intensity, we just weren't ready.
Can you talk a little about the efficacy of the 10-man ride this game?
You know, I thought it was really effective in the second half. I thought it was, you know, it was solid in the first half. You know, obviously they hit the goal, which was, you know, is part of what we give up in order to, you know, get some back. And, I thought it was effective more so in the second half than the first half. I thought Harvard did a pretty good job. You know, they got the one goal and then they cleared another one off a long corner that they ended up scoring. So, you know, I thought it was effective, but it could have been more effective in the first half.
And then Jimmy Korn's performance, obviously he did have 4 goals today, so I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Jimmy's been great. He's just, you know, really stepped into, you know, our primary scoring position, and, you know, the chemistry from the three attackmen have been great. And, you know, he's able to get his hands free on a couple man-up goals. But he's been great for us and, you know, continues to be one, you know, our leading goal scorer. And, you know, he's just so two-handed and kind of understands offensive concepts really well and can score in multiple ways, whether it's, you know, right-handed, left-handed or outside range or dodging. You know, he's a complete player.
And then looking ahead to this weekend, anything that you're looking to change specifically?
I just think we just have to kind of hit the reset button. It's just, you know, this was a really emotional game. And, you know, I know guys are disappointed and, you know, the coaching staff's just disappointed and just kind of, you know, ourselves for not being ready, not getting the guys ready for what we were going to face against Harvard. So, you know, we had a similar setback to Navy and were able to kind of hit the reset button and put together 3 really good Patriot League games, and we'll do our best to do that again. And, you know, the message of the locker room was, you know, this is, you know, was obviously an important game, but it's over with. We can't do anything about it. You know, we've got to learn from it and start our preparation for all lacrosse.
Thank you.
Of course.